You know, once, long, long, long ago, there was a little boy, and he liked to play the ukulele. Clink, 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 he was always playing the ukulele all over the place. But you know, the grown-ups say, get away, we're working here, go off by yourself, you're getting in our way. Not only that, the boy's father was a magician. He had a little magic wand, he could go zoop, zoop, make things disappear. But the father was a practical joker. He'd come up to someone who was drinking a nice glass of something, just about to, well, and the father goes zoop, zoop, and the glass would disappear. He'd go up to someone who was busy doing a hard job of work, maybe sawing a log of wood. Well, the father would come up, zoop, zoop, with his little wand, and the saw would disappear. He'd go up to someone that was just about to sit down, all tired out, zoop, the chair would disappear. Well, people said to the father, you get out of here too, you and your magic wand, you and your practical jokes, get out. And the boy and his father, they made him live on the edge of town. But now in this town, they used to tell stories too. They used to tell stories about the giants that used to live in the old days. Used to tell a story about a giant called Abiyoyo. They said he was as tall as a house. Nobody believed it, but they told the stories just the same. But one day the sun rose blood red over the hill. And the first people that got up, they looked out of their windows and they saw a great big shadow in front of the sun. And they could hear the whole ground shake. Down over the mountain came this great big figure. Down through the fields came Abiyoyo. He comes to the pasture where the sheep are. He grabs a whole sheep, boom, eats it down in one bite. He comes to the pasture where the cows are. He grabs a whole cow, eats it down in one bite. Down towards the village come Abiyoyo, nearer and nearer. Just then the boy and his father woke up. They'd been up late the night before, I think, at a party or something, and they'd been sleeping late. The boy looked out the window and he said, hey, hey, Pa, come and look, what's this coming over the fields? His father rubbed the sleep out of his eyes and he looked and said, oh, good heavens, son, it's Abiyoyo. Oh, if only I could get him to lie down, I could make him disappear. The boy says, come with me, father. He grabs his father by one hand. The father grabs the magic wand. The boy grabs the ukulele, and they start running. They run, and they run across the fields right up near Abiyoyo, right up in front of him. And Abiyoyo looked down at these two little figures way down at his feet, and he raised his big old claws. Now, he had long claws because he never cut them. He had slobbery old teeth because he never brushed them. He had matted old hair because he never combed it. He had stinking old feet because he never washed them. And he raised up with his big old claws. And just then the boy whips out his ukulele and starts to sing. Abiyoyo, 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 Abiyoyo. Well, you know, the monster had never heard a song about himself before. And a foolish grin spread over his face. And he started to dance. Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo. And he kicked his heels. Abiyoyo. And he went faster and faster. The giant was dancing around. Abiyoyo, 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 Abiyoyo. He started to get out of breath, and the boy went faster. Hobby-yo-yo, hobby-yo-yo. The monster was out of breath. He fell down on the ground. The father steps up with his magic wand, zoop, zoop, and Abiyoyo disappears. The people streamed out of their houses. They came across the fields, and they lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They said, "Hooray, he's gone!" And they all sang, "Come on back to town, bring your darn ukulele, we don't care anymore." Abiyoyo, 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 yo-yo, yo-yo, Abiyoyo, yo-yo, yo-yo. So ever since that day, in that little town, whenever parents have been putting their children to sleep, they tell them the story about the giant named Abiyoyo. And it's a good song to go to sleep on. Abiyoyo, 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 yo-yo, yo-yo, Abiyoyo, yo-yo, yo-yo.
That was Pete Seeger here on the Children's Hour, and coming up next, Henny Penny, done by Theater in the Making.
The story of Henny Penny. One day, Henny Penny was picking up corn in the cornyard when something hit her upon the head.
"Goodness gracious me,"
said Henny Penny.
"The sky is a-falling. I must go tell the king."
So she went along, and she went along, and she went along, till she met Cocky Locky.
"Cock-a-doo!
Where are you going, Henny Penny?"
said Cocky Locky.
"Oh, I'm going to tell the king the skies are falling,"
said Henny Penny.
"May I come with you?"
said Cocky Locky.
"Cock-a-doo!
Why, certainly,"
said Henny Penny. So Henny Penny and Cocky Locky went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. They went along, and they went along, and they went along, till they met Ducky Daddles.
"Quack, quack! Where are you going, Cocky Locky and Henny Penny?"
said Ducky Daddles.
"Oh! We're going to tell the king the sky's a-fallin',
said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky.
"Cock-a-doo!
May I come with you?"
said Ducky Daddles.
"Quack, quack!
Why, certainly,"
said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky.
"Cock-a-doo!
So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along, and they went along, and they went along, till they met Goosey Poosey.
"Honk! Where are you going, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles?"
said Goosey Poosey.
"Honk!
Oh! We're going to tell the king the sky's a-falling!
Said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Daddles.
"May I come with you?"
said Goosey Poosey.
"Honk!
Why, certainly!"
said Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Daddles. So Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along, and they went along, and they went along, till they met Turkey Lurkey.
"Where are you going, Henny Penny, and Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey?"
said Turkey Lurkey.
"Oh, we're going to tell the king the skies have fallen,"
said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey.
"Oh, may I come with you?"
said Turkey Lurkey.
"Why, certainly,"
said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Poosey. So Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey all went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along, and they went along, and they went along, till they met Foxy Woxy.
"Bonjour."
And Foxy Woxy said to Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey,
"Where are you going, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey?"
We're going to tell the king the sky's a-fallen.
"Oh, but this is not the way to the king."
"Huh?"
"Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey,"
said Foxy Woxy.
"Bonjour. I know the proper way. Shall I show you?"
"Why, certainly,"
said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. So Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, Turkey Lurkey, and Foxy Woxy all went to tell the king the sky was a-falling. So they went along and they went along and they went along till they came to a narrow and dark hole. Now this was the door of Foxy Woxy's cave.
Bonjour.
But Foxy Woxy said to Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey,
this is the short way to the king's palace. You'll soon get there if you follow me. I will go in first and you come after, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey.
Why, certainly.
Without a doubt.
Why not?
You betcha.
Okay.
Said Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddle, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. So Foxy Woxy went into his cave, and he didn't go very far, but turned round to wait for Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Daddle, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. Turkey Lurkey went through the dark hole into the cave. Then Goosey Poosey went in. Then Ducky Daddle waddled down. Then Cocky Locky strutted down into the cave.
Cock-a-doo.
Then Henny Penny said,
That reminds me, it's time to go sit on my eggs.
And so Henny Penny never did tell the king the sky was a-falling.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest care. Down in the hen house, something stirred. When he hollered, who's there? This is what he heard. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all.
So quiet yourself. Stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us.
And kindly point that gun the other way. And hobble, hobble, hobble till the break of day. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Shaw ain't nobody at all.
You're stomping around and shaking the ground.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, and we want to thank our guest, Dr. Rosalia Pacheco, and the New Mexico Humanities Council Speakers Bureau. We had production help from Christina Stella.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.